An update on the peanut crop situation. Scott Bunford of the University of Georgia peanut specialist said we're still getting some scattered rain showers. That's not to say everybody has received rain, though. He said we have dry areas where peanuts are starting to wilt up. It's been drier overall in the northern part of the state up to the South Carolina line, and that has caused some problems. Down in Florida, a lot of white mold, according to Mace Barr, of Columbia County, Florida, the extension agent. He said a lot of white mold has developed pretty much everywhere in our 90-day-old peanuts. We've had rainfall just about every day for the last 30 days, so we're in a high disease situation. He said the 1st of August they'd had 14 inches fallen of rain in Lake City since July 1st, and he says they're getting some almost every day. These are classic afternoon showers, and you'll have to manage your peanuts around them. We're getting more than usual, he said. Mumford said over in Georgia that we've seen some increase in worms here and there and white mold popping up. To keep seeing more and more tomato spotted wilt virus showing up. He said you can find it pretty much everywhere in the state now. We don't have a handle yet on percentages, but everyone is seeing enough to conclude that more is definitely out there than we think. But that's the crop situation right there. If you can irrigate, he said, with the heat, you need to do so. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.